not that we are not happy, but we think that the stand shown today by the Tanzania Foreign Minister, the Honorable Membe, is in contradiction of what His Excellency President Kikwete said while visiting Comoro 2 years ago. During this visit and in his speeches in Anzouan, Moeli, and here in Grand Comoro, he said that it's not good to change the constitution in order to maintain people in power. And today, strangely, the foreign minister said that they are supporting the move taken by President Sambi to extend his mandate for 18 months more than the date of the expiring of his mandate, which is on the 26th of May. This is, he was elected for 4 years and his mandate is finishing on May on the 26th. And Honorable Membe came today in Comoro to support a constitutional coup. This is against what the president said, and it is against the official policy of the Tanzanian government. Of course, the Tanzanian government is free to take the stand it wishes to, but it's also our right to be be surprised by such a move, while we know that officially Tanzania is against those countries who manipulate the constitution, the leader to remain in power.
Now, but Ali, things have changed since 2 years ago. People elected officials into parliament and parliament amended the constitution. Don't you think that it is the will of the people if their representatives have changed the constitution that extended President Sambi's rule for an additional time?
The constitution put clearly what each body is supposed to do. There is no disposition. There is no article in our constitution giving mandate to the parliament to extend the mandate of a president. The president in Comoro is clearly elected by the people. He is not the mandate is not extended by any parliament. This is not in our constitution. But by supporting such a move, because it was a decision of the parliament, of some of parliamentarian people, doesn't mean that it's go with the will of the people, because the will of the people was not expressed there that they give mandate to the parliament to extend the power of a president. This is not in our constitution. I don't know where you can find it, but not in the Comorian constitution.
So what is the opposition coalition going to do after the Tanzanian foreign minister made those statements that you are sharply against? Are you going to formally write to the Tanzanian government protesting his comments in Comoro Islands?
Of course, today, Wednesday, we will send a protest to the Tanzanian government to show that this is not what President Kikwete said while visiting Comoro. This is not the official policy showed by the Tanzanian government. In other countries, such moves were taken. So we will of course, file a protestation to the Tanzanian government, although it is free to take the stand it wishes in any situation in the world. But it's a pity that Tanzania, who knows very well what is happening in Comoro, that the foreign minister came, he decided to see only the government. He didn't see the opposition, while knowing that there is a crisis. He didn't even go to Mweli, who since 2002 is waiting for its presidency. This is a very strange manner to help a brotherly and a neighbor country. This is a very strange manner. You only come to see one side, you don't see all the sides, and then make up your mind and take a decision. But you see one side. Now, this is not, I think, a very good manner to act. But, of course, the Tanzanian government is free to do whatever they want to do.
So when do you expect to write your official protest letter to the Tanzanian government?
By Friday, we wish that our protest will reach the Tanzanian government. And we are also very, very surprised because the Tanzanian government knows that the Commissar for Peace and Security of the African Union is coming in Komoro on Thursday to come and see all the sites and make his view about the situation prevailing, hear all the sides. But the Tanzanian foreign minister didn't do that. But we will make sure that by Friday, the Tanzanian government receive our protest. Of course, it's the protest of the opposition, but this opposition is a part of the Comorian opinion.